Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, you are highly welcome. And if you had visited and time passed and you decided to visit again, I love you very much. And you get a very, very big appreciation. Today's episode, we'll be talking about something very, very mind-blowing. Drum roll. It's the scam alert. Yes, it is the scam alert. And it is a tale of how I fell helplessly in love with a scammer. But the Lord saved me just at the nick of time because He had a different plan for my life. For safety purposes, I will not reveal the name of this person. I will call him Mr. S. Yeah, Mr. Scammer. Anyway, so I'm there working, and this young man walks into the store, and he's standing at one of the corners of the store where I work in, and he's looking at two slippers, trying to make a choice. I'm minding my business at the time, and he finally calls out to me in the most mesmerizing Fone accent that I've ever heard. And in my head, I'm like, probably one of these I just got back niggas. But then I swap that thought out of my mind. I'm working, right? So I have to put on my work poster. And he says to me, I'm trying to decide between these two slippers, and I don't know which one to pick. The blue, I don't like the design, but I like the color. And the silver, I like the design, but I'm not too sure about the color. What do you think? And I'm like, well, if you pick the silver, it's going to be too choosy on your wardrobe. And if you want people to obviously look at your toes and see that you don't cut your toenails, then you can pick the silver, but I would suggest that you pick the blue. And he looks at me with this very cheeky look, like, how dare you say I don't cut my toenails? And yeah, of course he says that word, or those words. And I'm just like, well, you asked my opinion, so I just gave my honest opinion. And then he goes, I'd like you to work for me. And I'm shocked. I'm like, the nerve on this dude. Does he think I'm jobless? And he's like, I'd like you to work for me. I like your store, how it looks, the products you guys sell. I'm thinking of doing a franchise. I could employ you to work for me since you work here already. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't do that. Again, he looks at me like, wow, this babe, playing hard to get, huh? And then I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, because, first of all, there's trade secrets involved. I would not leave my company to work for someone I barely know just because you're giving me a fair deal or for a partnership purpose. And he's like, even if the pay is more expensive or much more than what you're earning right now, I'm like, even if the pay is more than I'm earning right now, I wouldn't work for you because I don't know you. And then he's like, my name is Richard. Oops, did I mention the name? Well, you don't know which Richard it is. So he says, my name is Richard. I'm just there minding my business, and he's like, well, this is the part where you tell me your name. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize, because you didn't ask a question, you only made a statement. And he looks at me again and shakes his head like, this babe, you're so hard to get. And I'm just there, and he's like, okay, my name is Richard, what's yours? And I'm very tricky person. I don't like to make it easy for guys or for people. I like to play around a bit and see your intelligence level, you know. So I said, okay, Treasure will suggest that you pick the blue. And he says, oh, so I'm guessing your name is Treasure. And I shake my head. And he's like, when do you get off work? And I'm like, well, 5 o'clock. And believe you me, when we started having this conversation, it was like 3:30. There's no way we had spoken that long that it was 5 o'clock when this dude looked at his wristwatch and he says, oh, what do you know? It's 5 o'clock. Immediately I panic and I'm like, hell no, this nigga ain't getting me that easy. So I say, oh yeah, it's 5 o'clock, but I still have other things to do. So I won't be closing right now. And the dude is looking at me and just shaking his head. And he's like, well, I want to do franchise with your company. So what does it take to do franchise? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't really know what the franchise package is. So I will have the franchise officer's number sent to you. So here's my card. If you could just send me an email with all your questions concerning the franchise, I will have the franchise officer respond to the email and give you all the answers that you need. And this cheeky dude says, oh no, I'm talking to you. So you're the one who's gonna get me all the information I need. I don't wanna be talking to too many people. I just wanna talk to you. The story gets more interesting. The only way I'm going to tell the remaining part of the story is if you join me next time for the next episode. See you!